This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow 2 tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 6 people affiliated with the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah, which is accused of being behind a spate of recent attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria following the October 7th attacks by Hamas against Israel. Included in Friday's sanctions are the militia's foreign affairs chief, a member of its governing council, its military commander, and a media spokesman. A spate of drone attacks hit U.S. bases in Iraq as recently as Friday. Advertisers are fleeing social media platform X over concerns about their ads showing up next to pro-Nazi content, hate speech on the site in general, or billionaire owner Elon Musk's own tweets endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. IBM said it stopped advertising on X after reports said its ads were appearing alongside material praising Nazis. It said the same of ads of Apple, Oracle, NBC Universal's Bravo Network, and Comcast. Musk sparked outcry this week with his own tweets, responding to a user who accused Jews of hating white people. You'll find additional stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amid an opposition boycott, Madagascar's President Andry Rajoelina had taken an early lead in a presidential election. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Madagascar's president, Andry Rajoelina, has predictably taken a commanding early lead in his bid for re-election. Preliminary results showed on Friday. Predictably, because this election has been marked by an opposition boycott and low turnout. 10 out of 12 opposition candidates have refused to take part, saying Rajoelina should not have run again. That's because he acquired French nationality in 2014, which the opposition alleges automatically revokes his Malagasy nationality. They also accuse him of creating unfair election conditions. The issue has prompted regular protests in Madagascar for weeks.
David Doyle from Reuters. A trial begins in Missouri over a new state law requiring photo IDs for voters. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Voting rights advocates are seeking to overturn Missouri's new legislation, saying that getting the records needed to obtain proper photo identification to cast a regular ballot can be challenging, especially for the elderly and people with disabilities. Last October, the presiding Cole County Judge John Beadham dismissed a similar lawsuit by the Missouri League of Women Voters, the NAACP, and 2 Missouri voters. Beadham said he could not find evidence of specific injury or protectable interest. This time, they've added plaintiff John O'Connor, a 90-year-old Columbia, Missouri resident with poor vision who needs help walking. Missouri's Republican-led legislature passed the measure last year after decades of effort, and the office of Andrew Bailey, Missouri's Republican Attorney General, is defending the law in court. The National Conference of State Legislatures reports that at least 20 states ask for photo ID to vote, and other Republican-led states are moving in the same direction. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a temporary spending bill one day before much of the government was to run out of money. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about 2 more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days. The 2 deadlines were pushed by the new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he would not support any further stopgap funding measures. The spending bill does not include a request from the White House for nearly $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine, and it does not provide humanitarian funding for Palestinians or for U.S. border security. Donna Water, Washington.
The Russian Justice Ministry says it has filed a lawsuit with the country's Supreme Court to outlaw the LGBTQ international public movement as extremist. The court is scheduled to consider the lawsuit on November 30th, the ministry said. It comes as Russia takes an increasingly conservative turn under Vladimir Putin. I'm Alexis Strope.